Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM, Port Huron.
As thy matchless King through all eternity.
Savior all over. It's the best day of its kind. Now this is Palm Sunday, and if you didn't go to the store to pick up your palm, I'm going to suggest that when you want to wave your palm, you merely raise your hands, spread out your fingers like a palm branch, and just kind of wave them in the air.
Whoa.
That way we carry our palms with us.
In the palm of our hand.
So I think that's what we need to do today. We have a different service, but this is the beginning week of a long week for Christ. We're taking the beginning steps and gonna go through all of the emotions, all of the things that happen, the highs, the lows, the culminating in Good Friday as death happens. And then waiting and waiting until that glorious Sunday morning when he has arisen. But we start this week, today, on this journey. So get ready for the ups, the downs, the terrifying, the tribulations, the uncertainties, and all of those things mentally and physically that Christ had to go through this week.
Thank you, Cheryl. For those who have been with us before on Palm Sundays, if you were sitting in the chancel or nave of the sanctuary, it seems much darker now than it has on previous years because of the overcast and rainy skies. So we carry the light with us in Jesus Christ on this Sunday of the Passion and Palm Sunday. The mood will switch, but we begin with our processional gospel, sure will lead us.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna
in the highest. We start with our gospel. It comes from Mark chapter 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has been ridden, or, I'm sorry, has never been ridden, untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Just say this, the Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately. They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, what are you doing, untying the colt? They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then, as they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it, many people spread their cloaks on the ground, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heavens. Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
And before we do the blessing of the palms, let's see your palms raised. Yes, get your hands up. Get ready to shake them. This was always so confusing in-house. People marched down the center aisle, go down the side of the nave to the portion that they would sit in, and come back in. Some people cheated. Anyways, Cheryl, if you'll lead us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah, the King, by those who spread garments and branches along his way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined to his death and resurrection, we enter into life with you. Through the same Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Get those branches up. We process down the center aisle and imaginary, but
let us go forth in peace in the name of Christ.
Amen. Amen. This is actually the hymn we would use, but it's a choral selection that I had in my collection. Oh, glory, laud, and honor.
Oh,
is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share his obedience to your will and in glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Now we make the shift from happy to sad and serious.
Get comfortable in your chairs. The journey has begun. This reading comes from Isaiah 50. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen to those who taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We have a collection of some Lenten penitential hymns, 3.5 minutes, and we hear the special music.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We continue with the psalm, though.
This psalm is Psalm 31, and the antiphon is, "Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with sorrow, and also my throat and my belly.
For my life is wasted with grief,
and my years with sighing.
My strength fails me because of my affliction, and my bones are consumed.
I am the scorn of all my enemies, a disgrace to my neighbors, a dismay to my acquaintances. When they see me in the street, they avoid me. Like the dead, I am forgotten.
Out of mind, I am as useless as a broken pot.
Into your hands,
O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around, and they put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life.
But as for me, I have trusted in you, O Lord. I have said, you are my God.
My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me.
Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Our next lesson comes from Philippians chapter 2. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel reading traditionally on the Sunday could be literally two chapters out of the gospel telling the whole story in detail. I've selected a limitation on that. From Mark's gospel, the gospel for this year, I suggest that you get comfortable, maybe close your eyes and listen to the story and see the drama. From Mark 15, beginning with the first verse, "Glory to you, O Lord." As soon as it was morning, the chief priest held a consultation with the elders, the scribes, and the whole council. They bound Jesus. They led him away. They handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priest accused Jesus of many things. And Pilate asked him, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply. So the Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was imprisoned for rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and they began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his tradition and custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priest had handed him over. But the chief priest had stirred the crowd to have them release Barabbas for them instead of Jesus. Pilate spoke to them again. "Then what do you wish me to do with this man you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole cohort, that's the soldiers, and they clothed him in purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they placed it upon him. They began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck his head with a reed, they spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking Jesus, they stripped him of the purple cloak, put his own clothes back on him, and they led him out to crucify him. Then they compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry the cross of Jesus. It was Simon of Cyrene. He was the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And they offered him wine that was mixed with myrrh, but he didn't take it. And they crucified Jesus. They divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what they should take. 9 o'clock in the morning, when they crucified him, the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right, one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Ah, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from that cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking Jesus among themselves, saying, "He saved others. Can he save himself? Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from that cross now, so that we may see and we can believe." Those who were crucified with Jesus also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until about 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now, some of the bystanders heard what was said. They said, listen to him. He's calling for Elijah. Someone ran and filled a sponge with some sour wine, put it on a stick, and put it up towards Jesus. "Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come and take him down." And Jesus gave a loud cry. He breathed his last. Listen, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion had stood facing Jesus on the cross, saw that this way he breathed his last, the soldier in the Roman army said, "Truly this man was God's son." Now, there were also women looking in from a distance. Among them was Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James the younger and of Joseph, and Salome. These used to follow Jesus and provide for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come down with him to Jerusalem. When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected man of the council, Sanhedrin, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked him for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if they were already dead. And so summoning the centurion, Pilate asked the soldier whether or not he had been dead for some time. And he found out he was. And when he learned from the centurion that he was indeed dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in fine linen, and laid it in a tomb that had been hewed out of rock. Then Joseph and Pilate ordered the stone against the door in the tomb. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid. Can you see it? This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be with you this day. Amen. 2 weeks ago, just in parentheses, I was facing surgery the next day. And I want you to know in these 2 weeks, I've been trying to get stronger, walking more, building up my resistance. I still have some internal organ not perfectly harmonious with my healing. I see my surgeon again on the day of the church council, April 13th, so I don't have a report from him. But consequently, healing takes place, and I appreciate sincerely your prayers, your cards, your heartfelt calls and communications with me. And by the grace of God, healing continues. And I give thanks to God for that. Okay, let's do what we came here to do. The three lessons in a moderate amount of time because of the length of the service. First reading, Isaiah. I would give it a title. See if you can. Who would want to be God's servant? If you had 10 people standing in a line and you said, who would like to be a servant for God? How many general population would say maybe one or two? How many churchgoers? Well, maybe 6 or 7. But when you hear the job description, the crowd becomes zero. Isaiah 50. What's the servant going to face? He's going to be intelligent, schooled by God. He has God behind him, in front of him, and in filling him. But then, in front of him stands the world. Those who are the doubters, the scoffers, the ridiculers. As it has been with all the prophets, so it would be for the Messiah, Jesus, who perfectly fulfills this one servant passage of 7 in the book of Isaiah. I set my flesh, my face like flint, that's stone locked face and focus. I know I'm not going to be put to shame. Oh yeah, they're going to scream and howl for your blood, Jesus, servant of God. But I know that my God will vindicate. So who's going to contend with me? Okay, the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, everybody, the crowds turned on you, Jesus. Let us stand together. Who are these adversaries? Let them confront me, because it's going to be the Lord God who helps me. And he only, and his opinion of me, matters. So, would you still sign up to be a servant of the Lord God? Abed Yahweh in Hebrew. Second reading, Philippians. One of my favorite scripture passages. but we'll deal with it short in a moderate amount of time. It's believed to have been a hymn in the early Christian church, Paul's writing, this word of inspiration. It's so methodic, it just follows so beautifully, kind of like a metronome. If you set the pace, let the mind, same mind be as you as in Christ. So here's the question or statement I would get is, what is your life mission? What is your life's purpose? For what do you live? For what will you die? And what has eternal value? A lot of people live for their family, live for their children. First century Christianity and Judaism, that's the way it was. And Jesus says, no, you must love God more than any of these things around you. Some would say the career, the accumulation of wealth, reputation, power. This is what I live for. That too will fail you. Popularity, being how many sites have connected with you on, oh, I don't do it, but Instagram and all those other kind of social media sites and clicking them up and say, boy, I am liked by the world. That popularity fails. What do we live for? Paul says, have this mind, this purpose, as when it's in your Lord Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. And while he had all the properties of God, had all the respect due to him from the angels and the courts of heaven, he emptied himself, even though he was equal with God, and he didn't get cocky about that. He emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave, and became born in human likeness. The servant. This is the image Christ gives us, Paul affirms, for the Christian model of a life, to be a servant like Jesus. Mother Teresa and many others have been selfless in their lives to care for the hungry and the poor, those who cannot repay, those who do endlessly without necessarily being asked to, understanding that the kingdom of God in every congregation needs dedicated servants for the sake of the kingdom. Therefore, God has highly exalted him, gave him the name that's above every name. This is the exaltation from the degradation of Jesus, now his arise and ascent to heaven. Every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and even under the earth. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. The scoffers will be silenced, and they'll sing a different tune. The ridiculers will be embarrassed. The wise will realize their foolishness. And Christ will be glorified in heaven and on earth. Now the gospel text, as lengthy as it is, I'm not going to go into great detail. So let me ask this question. So the story ends here, right? The crucifixion, Mary and the ladies disappear. Where does the story end here? Now, the story recorded by Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John ends here at Golgotha, the cross, Jesus' body taken down, put into a grave. Pilate and the Jews said, enough of this stuff, let those liars go on with their lies, but Jesus is dead and we have triumphed. But doesn't the story go on? We are an Easter people, to be sure. But this week we'll be walking the steps towards the cross. In the daily devotions, which I have stretched myself so far, alternating scripture with him every other day, If you missed the daily devotions, go to the website, www.oursaviorlutheran.com. You'll see all the daily devotions there. They're also on Facebook. But I start, as I advertised yesterday on Facebook, taking on the Stations of the Cross. I've never done that. It's usually associated with Roman Catholicism. I take it from a point of view of Scripture. From this point on to his death. So that is the week of focus. Next week, Easter. I know we all hoped the place would be open in person, but given the statistics of St. Clair County, the amount of new cases every day, over 1,000, 2,000, number of deaths on the rise and increase across the country, and understand Easter is not here, and people are doing all kinds of social gatherings that could cause a fourth wave of COVID. We don't meet in-house, but we do meet in the vessel God gave us, the radio, the simulcast, and the podcast. May God be praised in spite of what is happening in the world, because the Word of God will never be stifled. The Word of God will triumph even over disease. Amen. Hymn of the day is a medley of four hymns, and it's 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Thank you.
noticing. We're going on to affirm our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen.
Our prayers.
Relying on the promise of God, we pray for the church, the world, and all our needs. In Jesus, you come among us as a suffering servant. Give your church humility, redeem your people from pride, and the certainty that we always know you well. Hear us and empower us to confess Christ crucified. Hear us. In creation, life springs from death. Redeem your creation, awaiting resurrection. Restore lost habitat and encourage endangered species. Create new possibilities for areas affected by climate change. Grant relief from natural disasters. And nurture new growth. Hear us, O God. Jesus was handed over to the powers of this world in all nations, instruct the powerful that they would not exploit their power but maintain justice. Sustain soldiers and guide those who command them, that they serve those in grave need. Hear us, O God. On the cross, Jesus joined all who feel forsaken. Abide with those who are condemned to death. Defend those who are falsely accused. Console and strengthen those who are mocked or bullied. Accompany all who suffer. Grant respite and renewal. Hear us, O God. You call followers to send Jesus' body and death. Hospice workers and funeral directors, justice congregations, ministries at times of death, those who plan and lead funerals, those who prepare meals, all who offer support and grief. Hear us, O God. You inspired the centurion to confess Jesus as your Son. We praise you for the faith you have given to people of all places and times. Give us also good faith and trust in the promise of baptism, and with them to look at the resurrection of the dead. Hear us, O God.
Those who have been affected by tornadoes, hurricanes, during these devastating times, we remember them and all the brokenness and death and injury and dislocation. We remember them in their need. We remember all those suffering from new cases of COVID so rapidly growing in Southeast Michigan, state of Michigan, through the United States, through the earth. Keep us safe, Lord,
and give us remedy to our trouble spiritually and physically, Lear. Along with that, we remember Donna Taylor, Ray Shinosky, Don Chittister, Phyllis Akers, Teresa and her husband Rick Hazard, Harper Catato, a young toddler with medical testing and support for his parents and family. We pray for Ed O'Connor, newly hospitalized, soon to be dismissed, we hope, and for myself in the recovery for these next several weeks and beyond, gracious God. For these and for all others, we entrust ourselves and all these prayers we're offering to you, O faithful God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we continue in prayer with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Going back to my microphone, and hopefully it's working strongly here. Nothing had changed except the quality in-house. So at this point, we would receive the gifts of our offerings and announcements just to present before you. Radio sponsorship for this day, I've held it up to this point, is for birthdays, and two of the ones are already sitting with me inside our Savior. Today is Cheryl Dorsbacher's birthday. We are not going to give numbers.
I don't care.
Tuesday is Hope's birthday, and she doesn't care. She's going to be 40 years old.
Oh, gosh.
I know. And along with that, sponsorship of Total Broadcast is Lois Langhoff. We love you, Lois, and the broadcast and the podcast she listens to us on. Full slate is printed every week in the Now, and the, Now, don't do that, it's in-house, the e-letters, so you can see who's coming and who's sponsoring. Let's see. Kind of let you know that the painting Inside Our Savior by Dennis Smith and Doug Cole is temporarily done for the meantime inside the whole nave and chancel of our Savior. Beautiful job they have done. When we come back, you'll be able to see and appreciate it. So we continue on serving Christ, and we have our offering hymn, 3 minutes. Spirit of God, descend upon me, breathe on me.
Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Thank you.
our prayer. Faithful Father, you walk beside us in desert places, and you meet us in our hunger with bread from heaven. Accompany us in this meal, that we may pass over from death to life with Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You are what God made you to be, created in Jesus Christ for good works, chosen as holy and beloved, freed to serve your neighbor. God bless you, that you may be a blessing in the name of the holy and life-giving Trinity. Amen.
Amen. Before the sending hymn and dismissal and postlude, which are going to go very fast, you're going to see this. What are you? Okay. Getting another microphone. Mine is not working. Thank you, dear wife. Happy birthday. Okay, here we go. They may try to silence me, but we're going to get through somehow. Consequently, next Sunday, Resurrection, we will celebrate Eucharist, as we have done since the first of this year, with your crackers, wafers, bread, and your juice or your wine at your side. And we'll do it in the context of worship as we would as if we were in person. So we take the resurrection and the sacrament very importantly. And we will do it in absentia, as I would do home communions for people, as an extension of our faith in Jesus Christ. You don't have to be in a building to receive communion. We can do it in spirit and in truth. And that's what we do in these conditions. So our sending hymn, certainly one we haven't heard for a while, and it's O Sacred Head Now Wounded, usually a Monday, Thursday hymn. So let your heart worship.
Go in peace, share the good news.
Thanks
be to God. Before our hymn actually starts, our closing, the Dorsbachers are sending love to each and every one of you. Peace and understanding that can only come from God above. We look forward to seeing eyeballs soon. And very soon. In the meantime, we hold you up in our prayers and pray that you hold us up in your prayers, sending our love.
Thank you, Cheryl. Our postlude, my mic's still not producing, is
Sevenfold Amen. So listen carefully because it's short. It's less than a minute and a half.
I'm not sure you all heard that, but PD said,
"Go in God's peace."
Amen. This is that week that we are going on that journey. Walk with us, and we'll get through it together.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church. Begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.